From Spark and Anvil and Quillspell, this is Zane in Chapter 1 of the Quillspell cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Zane lives in the Arabic Oasis. The master had said, "We didn't have a teacher for them until you arrived. Now we do. Would you take the appointment? You can design the neighborhood." Zain, whose given name is Zaid, an Arabic name meaning growth, accepted the offer. He designed the oasis himself. He wanted, he said, a calm green place. It shouldn't be a marketplace or a mosque. He didn't want anything that would reduce Arabic culture to just one picture. He designed a small enclosed garden. A stone fountain stood at its center. Date palms grew around the edges. Jasmine vines climbed the walls. The floor was a tile mosaic with a geometric pattern. The oasis was small but very beautiful when it was finished. It opened onto a small classroom pavilion with white plaster walls and dark wooden ceiling beams. Zain teaches in that pavilion. He grew up in a home where everyone spoke two languages. One was the kingdom's common tongue. The other was an old Arabic language, a regional dialect. His family lived in the southern port cities of the kingdom. For several hundred years during the Middle Ages, this region traded a lot with North African and Arabic Mediterranean ports. Arabic merchants had settled in these southern cities. Some of their descendants married local families. By Zaid's time, the old Arabic dialect was mostly forgotten, but many Arabic words survived in his family, especially special words used for work. His parents, both schoolteachers from the port area, were careful to preserve and teach these words to their children. By the time he was a teenager, Zaid learned something surprising. The English words he used every day were unusually full of words that came from Arabic. The southern dialect kept them alive more visibly than the northern dialect. Sugar, coffee, cotton, lemon, orange, syrup, mattress, sofa, magazine, algebra, algorithm, zero, cipher, zenith, azimuth, admiral, arsenal, alchemy, alcohol, all Arabic. The list was huge. His parents slowly explained that these words had entered English over many centuries. They arrived through trade and scholarship. The math and science words came through Arabic scholars in the Middle Ages. This was especially true in a place called Al-Andalus, where Muslims ruled parts of Spain. There, Arabic language scholars saved and added to Greek and Indian math and science traditions. The trade words came through trading across the Mediterranean Sea. By his 20s, Zaid had become deeply interested in these words. He hadn't thought about becoming a teacher back then. In fact, he was a clerk at a shipping office in the southern port city of Illyria. The shipping office was always busy. Zaid filled out lists of cargo, figured out shipping prices, and checked off what was in each shipment. He was good at the work. But then something changed his life. Zaid quietly started keeping a small notebook. In it, he traced every Arabic origin word he found in the shipping office's English letters and papers. Cotton bales, the papers would say. Cotton, from Arabic, cotton. Sugar shipments, sugar, from Arabic, silkar. Coffee inventories, coffee, from Arabic, katwa. The shipping office and its daily work was full of words that came from Arabic. Zaid's notebook grew thicker and thicker. By age 28, he had three notebooks filled with Arabic origin English words. One day, a teacher from Quillspell visited. He was the academy's Latin expert at the time, a kind man named Farhan. He was at the shipping office for academy business, as the school sometimes needed help moving supplies between its branches. Farhan noticed Zaid's notebook. He asked to see it. Zaid let him. Farhan read the notebook for half an hour. Then he said, "Have you thought about becoming a teacher at Quillspell? The academy doesn't have anyone who specializes in Arabic roots. In these three notebooks, you have more material than the academy has ever gathered on this subject. Would you visit?" Zaid visited. He stayed. Eventually, he proposed the Oasis. He has been the Oasis's teacher for 46 years. In his classroom, the pavilion, he starts every first day lesson the same way. He sits on a small, low cushion at the front of the room. Over the years, he started to prefer cushions to chairs, and the Oasis was designed for that. Beside him, he has a small, shiny tray. On the tray are seven small white cups. Each cup holds a small sample of something that came from Arabic. One cup has a few grains of sugar. One cup has a few drops of coffee. One cup has a few cotton fibers. One cup has a small piece of orange peel. One cup has a few lemon seeds. One cup has a small piece of paper with the word zero written on it. Another cup has a small piece of paper with the word algebra written on it. He gestures at the tray. He says, "These are seven things in this room. Their names are all Arabic. Sugar, coffee, cotton, orange, lemon, zero, algebra. The English words come from Arabic sukkar, kahwa, kutin, not orange, limun, sif, aljabr. You have been using Arabic vocabulary every day of your life without knowing it. Today we begin learning the names of the words you already use."
The children are always amazed. They hadn't known that coffee was Arabic. They hadn't known that zero was Arabic. They especially hadn't known that algebra was Arabic. The word algebra comes from al-jabr, meaning restoration. It was part of a mathematics book written by a brilliant scholar. Zane tells the children about this scholar using his preferred title, the mathematician. This helps them focus on the words themselves and how they arrived in English. When children ask if Arabic origin words are hard to learn, Zane always says the same thing. They are not hard. They are already in your everyday life. The job is to notice them. Once you do, you see Arabic in sugar, coffee, cotton, orange, lemon, syrup, mattress, sofa, magazine, algebra, algorithm, zero, cipher, zenith, azimuth, admiral, arsenal, alchemy, alcohol. These are not foreign words. These are English words with an Arabic parentage. He still serves a small special sip of coffee at the end of every first day lesson. The academy's catering provides it. The children are usually too young for coffee, so they get one small sip from a tiny cup. It is part of the ceremony. As they sip, he says, "This drink is kahwa. It came to your language from the Arabic world through Italian traders in the 17th century. The drink itself came even earlier, from Ethiopia through Yemen. Every cup of coffee you ever drink has this long journey in its name." And every year, watching the children's eyes widen over one tiny sip, Zane feels a deep, quiet warmth settle in his chest. The same proud, glad feeling his parents must have felt teaching him their words at the supper table. He hopes the children walk out feeling it too, that they are not merely learning words, but being handed a gift carried across oceans and centuries, all the way to them.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Zane. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.